The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
53102 is our text number. If you want a famous shout out for your business, tell us a little bit about your business, where you are, and we will do the rest. Now, we all know we live on an island, but there's no question that we do not maximise the business potential that's sitting right on our or underneath our shores. To say that opportunities abound is a complete understatement. The Ocean Wealth Summit is happening in Galway in 5 days' time. That is June the 30th. Tickets are still available. Peter Heffernan is CEO of the Marine Institute, and Adele O'Connor is from Digital Ocean, a name that will make sense in a second. And both very kindly join us on the Sunday Business Show this morning to talk to us about business in, around, or under the ocean. Adele, let me start by asking you, what is Digital Ocean?
Digital Ocean, and good morning, Conal. Digital Ocean is all about ICT for the sea. So it's like giving opportunities for companies to take technologies that they may have developed for other sectors and driving new forms of innovation in the marine.
Give me an example.
So, for example, we have companies that develop subsea computer vision and mapping systems for measuring subsea pipelines or for providing eyes on, under the ocean to better understand what's happening down there. We would have companies developing smartphone applications that are able to track where you are offshore, so, and provide a better maritime situational awareness. And then we have companies, for example, as well, that develop advanced materials. So obviously
aero composites.
Exactly, aero composites.
We are familiar with them. I think they've been on the show with us before. Yeah. And going back to the other one about the tracking on offshore, is that a company that uses some French technology or something?
So there's a company called 8West in Cork, and they develop SafeTracks. It's a smartphone application that's been used by coast guards, a number of coast guards all over the world.
Love those stories.
Yeah, and the subsea image company is Cathix Ocean in Kildare, and they're a homegrown Irish company that took technology that they originally had developed for another sector, and they're applying it into marine.
So if somebody comes along to the summit, they will be encouraged, they'll learn, they'll see, they'll talk.
So next week in Galway, we have a series of business events. And one is the Digital Ocean on Thursday the 29th. We have a trade show also along with the conference, with over 60 organisations exhibiting. We have a number of international companies that are coming over to Ireland to look at what's happening here in terms of our IoT capabilities. We already have a significant international reputation in terms of technology here, and there's a real disruption in the offshore industry now, and companies are looking at Ireland and saying, okay, there's something happening there in Ireland, we're interested, we want to come and see.
And what they will find out, Peter Heffernan, is that we do not use the expletive sea properly. We sit on vast amounts of it and we just do not use it.
Yeah, we have a national territory that's 10 times the size of the Emerald Island offshore, but we are on a journey and we're getting very serious about that. We're on a journey to turn the size of the Irish ocean economy from just over 3 billion to over 6 billion.
In what period?
By 2020. And we're doing very well. Between the period 2010-2014, it grew faster than the general economy. It had already reached 4.5 billion by 2014. The exciting new results will be published at the conference on Friday, which will tell us where we are. No, you got to be there. You got to be there. OurOceanWealth.ie, and you'll get the answers. But not only the direct employment of over 18,000, but for every one job created in the direct, we get 75 spin-offs. Every 100 in marine, you get 75. Every 100 euro in marine, you get 78 in the general economy.
And again, we're not talking here about fish or stuff like that. We're far, far wider than that, isn't it?
The beauty of the marine is its diversity. When you think of the Wild Atlantic Way, it's where the land meets the sea and all the tourism, and what a fantastic brand. But right along the coast, adding extra jewels to that is the opportunity. When you think about seafood, the three big sectors are shipping and all services associated with it, tourism and leisure, and food in all its facets.
Now, you know, we are brilliant at aviation finance and stuff like that. It's often crossed my mind, why have we not latched onto the shipping finance?
Well, you've identified one of the emerging projects that Ireland is going after. We're seeking to have a shipping services centre emulated on the, if you like, the model of the ship financing. And if you look And I was at the UN for the Oceans Conference for a whole week, a little over a week ago. Ireland is called out for several things. Ireland is called out for being the best nation in the world at mapping underwater territory.
Is that right? Have we got a company or some companies that are brilliant at that? Or?
This has been done through a partnership between the Geological Survey and ourselves, the Marine Institute. More than 70% of this planet is under the water.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person on this planet relies on the ocean for their life support system. Every time you breathe, half the oxygen, no matter if you're in the Himalayas or in a desert, you are getting that oxygen from the ocean. 98% of all the water on this planet, without which none of us live, is reservoired in the ocean. So it matters to you no matter where you are. But to Ireland, the opportunity for growth is absolutely phenomenal. And we're nesting this conference in the middle of a national festival to celebrate everything about the sea. 60,000 people were around the harbour of Galway last year. We're aiming for 80 to 100,000 this year. 60,000 people.
Hang on a second, at your summit.
Around the summit, we have a summit of big business events Thursday and Friday, but it's nested in a festival that runs through the weekend in the harbour, embracing everything about the sea, embracing a whole stakeholder partnership across the city, the county, the region, and nationally. And it's about really shining the light and opportunity in the ocean.
And your summit is somewhat different to Digital Ocean.
They're part of, there's a series of activities happening in Galway next week. So you have the Digital Ocean and Trade Show taking place on the Thursday.
Where is that?
That's in NUI Galway. The Irish and Wealth Summit takes place the following day, also in NUI Galway. And that's sponsored by PwC. They've come on board as sponsors this year. And then the weekend then is full of activities in Galway Harbour as part of SeaFest. And if you want to find out about all the range of events that are happening, go on to www.ouroceanwealth.ie, and that will give you the full spectrum of events that are happening in Galway. So anyone who's interested in the marine really should get themselves to Galway next
week. How much would it cost me to go?
Well, the Digital Ocean event is free to attend, and the Our Ocean Wealth Summit is €120 for a ticket, and it's, you know, the value that you're getting out of that. In terms
considerably of more, I would imagine, if you find the right connection or find the right idea. There must be millions of ideas out there.
There are, and I mean, the innovative speakers that are with us are people like Tom Kelly, who was the man who put the mouse in the apple. And a global thought leader in innovation. And it's about innovation in every sector. Innovating about how we do policy, innovating about how we do seafood, innovating about how we marinize the existing industrial complex that is very strong in Ireland into
use
niches.
Use that verb again, to marinize.
To marinize.
It's a new one for me. Every day's a school day, they say.
Today you heard it for the first time.
Marinize.
We have an opportunity on this island of such an industrial complex that is in such a small geographic area that it's easy for crazy convergence opportunities to happen.
Perfect.
And conversations that if you were in the United States, you'd be a continent apart. Yeah. In Ireland, you're only a few miles apart.
Yeah. Fantastic. Okay. Anybody who wants to find out more will find you on
www.ouroceanwealth.ie.
Fantastic. Okay. We'll continue success with that. And please come back to us when we find out when there are what other opportunities that there may be for business thinkers to do in, on, and around the shore. We're going to take a quick ad break, after which we head to Sligo for a stag and hen weekend.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order, or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.